1640.
Another day at the ranch here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Each and every single show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. The Baz is back. Ken Bassinet. And I love this because everybody knows what a huge sports fan I am, right? With my sports background. The Baz is a Red Sox fan. He is at the game. What dedication to his job. What are you crazy in the middle of a Red Sox game? We love that, though.
Yeah, it's I can multitask. I swear I haven't had a beer in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, the last 5 minutes, exactly. Sometime we'll sit here and kibitz and go back and forth about those Red Sox days.
I grew up about 50 miles south of Boston in a hamlet of 100,000 called Fall River, me and Lizzie Borden. And the first opening day was always you skipped school and you went up to Boston and you paid $3 to sit in the bleachers and it was a hoot. And then when I went out to UMass, we kept the tradition going, but with a whole new different set of friends. But being in Washington, I just don't get a chance to go up enough, you know. I'd love to be obviously stay in town and catch the series this weekend. The Bombers are coming into town. The New York Yankees, I think you've heard of them.
Yeah, I have heard of them, absolutely. And there's that guy named Jeter, and then, of course, there's A-Rod, who might have been in a private poker game in Beverly
A-Rod.
Hills.
A-Rod is a curse, I've decided. On the New York Yankees.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you there, and I covered him twice in Texas and for the Texas Rangers when he came there, and then, of course, New York, too, and it's crazy some of the things that have happened with A-Rod. You know, it's funny, Baz, sports teams, to me, it's like politics. There's your side and my side, and that's it. It's the us's and the thems, and it's really become that in Washington, and never more so than what we just went through with this whole debt ceiling. Is the fallout still? I heard it's really still kind of tense, even though everybody's leaving town or they've left town.
Well,
but I heard there's still tension.
You're absolutely right. I mean, and of course the example is the fact that these people would have the audacity to leave before settling the partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration. Now the good news is Harry Reid announced today that there is a deal. And of course, rather than bringing Congress back, God forbid we should interrupt their 5 week vacation, like all Americans get a 5 week vacation in the middle of this great recession. But the, what they're going to do is use, the procedure called unanimous consent, which will just pass it. And, you know, we'll get back, you'll get 4,000, inspectors. Think about this, aviation inspectors, who have been fronting out of their own pocket to keep doing their job.
Yeah.
And yesterday, the Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood claimed that, you know, the safety is 100%. But you know what? I spoke to some pilot friends of mine today, including one who had a distinguished career in Vietnam as a Marine pilot, and he's been a pilot since for one of the major airlines. We spoke on a condition, obviously, that I wouldn't name his name. He's very active in the pilots union, but he said that was a bunch of hooey. He said, even though these inspectors are loyal and they're showing up on their own dollar, do they stay as long? Do they get there on time? You know, are there not, you know, financial pressures in their life that have them, you know, perhaps thinking about something else when they should be focusing on something else, you know? And I popped that story this morning, and it didn't surprise me, quite frankly, that a few hours later you'd hear that, you know, this deal was done. And they are going to fix this thing. But getting back to your original question, I just use that as the example of the fact that this discourse is just, it's unbearable in Washington right now. Did you catch the New York Times CBS poll that came out at the end of the day?
I did. I were you surprised or no?
No.
Yeah.
Well, about which part? The Congress part or the Obama part?
The Congress part.
80%? No. No.
Neither am I.
You have to have had your head in the sand not to see that the biggest problem in this town was the Congress.
Yep, absolutely.
you know. So, no, I wasn't. But, you know, what I was surprised to see was that it set a new record. I think that we're going to see a house cleaning next year of major proportions. And I, you know, and then I think 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and its current occupant is not immune, frankly.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that. I wouldn't have said that a month or so ago. I've been talking a lot with David Morey, and he's a Democratic strategist, as you know, and has certainly worked with a lot of different world leaders and whatnot. And he said there is some concern even over Mitt Romney, that Mitt Romney's a different guy that's running now, trying to grab that Republican spotlight than he was last time around.
Yeah, the it's really interesting. I was talking to someone today of that same ilk who pointed out, this backs up your theory, even you may even have people of, you know, high intellectual mind who will sit back and say, you know, Obama's smarter than all of them, but it didn't work. I don't like the way he makes this thing work. And then, as you and I have discussed in the past, you add in the factor of, this guy never fights for his base, you know?
Yeah.
Then what do you get? You get the potential for a Mitt Romney. You get this person today went so far as to suggest that a Michelle Bachmann, under the right circumstances, you know, which of course is a very angry electorate, could pull off a shocker. I mean, that's stunning. Because as you know, everyone has contended that the Republicans were giving Obama a pass by putting such a shaky field together.
Yeah.
This is not an impressive bunch of candidates by any way, shape, or form. Huntsman is probably the smartest and most experienced of all of them, and his campaign is imploding.
Yeah.
His chief strategist, John Weaver, dating back to the first McCain run, in which obviously George Bush beat him in the primaries, apparently has just caused some discourse within there, and he's lost the campaign manager and everything else. Yeah, there's so many things going on right now, but of course, nothing cuts through the fact that the Dow took a 500-point hit today.
Oh, no kidding. And it's been rock and roll-y for the last couple of weeks, even before that. I always say it's legalized gambling. We're at the craps table, but this was brutal. I would have run away from this earlier in the day. Terrible. And, of course, they're getting ready for the jobs report. And so you see what happens. That was part of the negative news on the street, and it's terrible.
Yeah. I'm really hoping that they factored in the jobs report to today's
collapse.
But I'll tell you, I don't know. See, I had a bit of insomnia last night. I got into a bit of iced tea and didn't realize it was caffeinated, and ended up staying up much later than I should. So I ended up paying attention to the Asian markets. I saw this thing coming. It was just rolling right around the globe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that you do. You check them when they first open up, the Nike, et cetera, all the way down. Ken Bazinet, I don't want to take you away from your game any longer, but we appreciate the chit-chat. It's always fun to have you on the show, and you're a true insider in Washington, and we look forward to future conversations with you here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As you know, we do a segment every single week called For Your Health. You're going to love this. You're going to love what we're talking about this time around. Because I know all you guys listening, Dan in Texas, Don in Wyoming, I know when you guys call me, and George in Dallas, that you're just as vain as the rest of us. You want to look good. Everybody wants to look good, especially when it comes to aging and your skin and all that stuff. You know what I mean? And if you're like me, you don't want to, I'm not at that point yet, but when you, as you start to get older, do you really want to go under the knife? So there's this cool thing out called Venus Freeze. And the woman who started all of this, Lisa Cobb, who owns a spa in Dallas, Texas, we cornered her. We arm wrestled her to try to get her on the show because she's so busy. She's the owner of Luxury on Lovers. Lisa, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. Quite an intro there.
Yeah, did you like that introduction? So she put your latte down.
I just hang up now, you know?
No, it's true. It's very true. I mean, you've got a spa, so there's the obvious treatments and things that go on that we all love, including men. A lot of men go in and have all kinds of treatments that from massages on down. But you've got this thing called Venus Freeze, and I wanted to start with that. Tell me what it is. I don't really have a handle on what it does, except for that there, I know there's no cutting, and I love that. So what would Venus Freeze do for a man or a woman?
Well, it's radio frequency technology, which really isn't new, but what it is it's the way it's being implemented is very new. And basically what this does, it's a piece of equipment, and we use it to, it can be used to mostly to tighten skin and reduction of cellulite on women, but it's great for firming and tightening skin and helping your skin texture. And it's what's so fabulous about this new technology is radio frequency in the past has been pretty painful. And so a lot of people kind of shied away from it because it's, I mean, you'd have to take Valium and, you know, and you could actually burn somebody pretty, you know, there was many more risk involved with it. This is, you know, pain free. It's one of those things where, you know, no pain, lots of gain.
Right.
And it's great. And because men typically don't want to go, you know, men, although, you know, they want to look good too. They don't want to have the appearance of, you know, having things done and having much downtime. This has zero downtime. You can come in and on your lunch hour. It's totally comfortable. It feels like just a warm sensation. You get great results. And everybody's kind of wondering what you're doing. They improve over time and with multiple treatments. And they just kind of look at you like, what are you doing? You're doing something new, or you just look like you got a great night's sleep, or gee, all of a sudden, you know, what skincare products are you using?
Sure.
And of course, we want to complement this with really good home care, but, I got to tell you, it's very impressive.
I heard it was life-changing for a lot of people. Say it's just a life-changing thing, exactly what you described, where people are, you know, your friends are wondering, what did you do? What have you been doing? And the treatments themselves, is it one of those things, as you say, you do more treatments, it would obviously work for you better. So is it good to string them together to try to do them once or twice a week? What have you found that give people the best results?
Well, you want to do a few sort of back-to-back, meaning really no once a week for a few weeks, and then start spreading them out, I believe. I mean, it really depends on the age of the person, their skin, their, you know, there's so many variables with people, that, you know, you really kind of have to make a consultation and give a client realistic expectations. I mean, if somebody's lost, you know, 150 pounds and they have really sagging skin, this is not going to return them to the elasticity of, you know, a 20-year-old, but what's so great about this is that there's a lot of areas that are really hard to really work on, like the neck, the arms, where you're, you know, the women start getting that, you know, the flag waving
on
their arms.
Oh, yeah.
And losing that elasticity and looking crepiness, that kind of thing on their arms, their necks. And you really surgically, you know, what's not so great about surgery is that what you're doing is you're pulling and removing skin. And as we age, typically what's happening is we're losing volume and we're losing suppleness. And so you don't want to be taking more of that away. In fact, you want to be, you know, stimulating collagen and stimulating elastin and causing those fibroblasts to, you know, to be enhanced. So this does all of that. And it does it with it does it non-invasively, pain-free, virtually no risk. So, I mean, it's kind of like, wow, you know.
Where did this all, I forget what show, I saw it on some show where they were talking about it in New York. When did this all start? How long has this been around, this kind of treatment?
Well, it's been in Europe a lot longer because, you know, the FDA takes a lot longer to approve things here, which is why sometimes we get, you know, technology a little later. And, as a matter of fact, there's a magnetic portion of this that is just now being cleared for the FDA, which will, you know, make the results even.
That's all right. We have dogs. We know about dogs here in America tonight, don't we, folks? Because we've got Mahalo, the trusty golden retriever, who is always about roaming about the studio. So no worries. No worries there. Yeah, that's perfect. It's been around in Europe and now it's starting to catch fire a little bit more in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, it would just take a lot longer here because the FDA, you know, they want everything to be safe, but it just takes longer. I have other equipment in my spa that has been being used in Europe and South America for many, many years, and this has taken its time to get here. Although this really is, I mean, really within the last 18 months, it is newer technology. Like I said, radio frequency has been around for a while, and it's not as new, but this is a brand new, this is just a much more improved, much more improved technology. And it's multipolar radio frequency versus unipolar or monopolar. I mean, excuse me, monopolar or bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And really what that means is that instead of with there's some other devices out there, Armage and Emacs, that basically you can really, they're pretty painful, and if you lose contact with the skin, you can burn someone, or what we call arcing. With this, it's spread out amongst a larger area, which means that you can treat a larger area, which also means it takes less time. And it also creates kind of a matrix, so that it's more evenly distributed and deeper into the dermal layer, so that you actually get a better result and with less time and no pain, which, I mean, it's very few things you can say that about.
Yeah, and you really offer everything. You've got facials and massages and acupuncture and rapid slimming and toning and what we're just talking about here, Venus Freeze. What do you find to be the most popular? I mean, the freezes, I'm sure, catching on. Is that overall the most popular thing? I would think that maybe the massage and facials still are really popular.
Those are really popular. We do acupuncture. We really have a lot. We're kind of known for introducing cutting-edge, non-invasive therapies that basically really make a difference in the way you look and feel. I mean, we consider ourselves clinical, but in a much more pampering environment. So instead of going to we offer medical services, we offer, you know, injectables, Sculptra, Botox, Radius, all these non-invasive, non-surgical things that really are great for rejuvenation. But we also offer acupuncture, and I blend all the essential oils and all the creams and the things that are used in the spa. So it's all organic. It's all the highest quality of ingredients you can get. And we're very small, but you know, they're little but mighty.
Yeah, I like that, little but mighty. So how does a woman from Brown? You went to Brown, and I guess you speak fluent Spanish. You were in Mexico City. Impressive things that you've done. The resume that you put together. Did you imagine that you could bring this all together and boom, this is where you would be today? You'd be running this business.
Gosh, no. I mean, I was in the advertising business for 20-some odd years. But I've always had a passion for health and skincare and just trying to, you know, be the best you can as we get older, you know, and the latter end of the baby boomers. So you look at you look up and you go, oh my God, where does the time go? I went to my 30-year college reunion, and I'm looking around going, some people look like they have portraits in the attic somewhere, and some people are not even recognizable.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that? That's so interesting. Lisa Cobb, owner of Luxury on Lovers. Interesting stuff here in this segment of For Your Health. Lisa, thanks so much for coming on.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Head into another weekend across this great country. Of course, many of you will probably be scrambling to stay in some cool places. This heat wave is unbelievable. 15 states, we're talking 30 days or more. You know, 100 degree temperatures, 110, just too tough. In Texas, it is like a choke, it is like a Stephen King novel. The heat, it will not stop until it smothers everything in its wake. I'm serious. I was thinking about this today. You know, he did the thing with the fog, and he had the thing and all that. I like the heat. So 34 straight days of temperatures above 100. I mean, it is hellish. That's what it is. Kansas City, Missouri, they are suffering through some really nasty weather, too. 111 degrees. Sad thing happened over the weekend. They have this race called the Warrior Dash, and somebody in the Dash, just 28 years old, collapsed, and his blood thinned, they say, and the damage was caused to his organs, and ultimately this Dash got the better of Jeremiah Morris. His temperature just went through the roof, 111 degrees. He was running so hard, ultimately, that he was going to win this thing. And, wow, why would they even have races? Dashes, races, walks? I can't imagine that you would continue on when you're talking 111 degrees. I mean, I think you cancel that event. I'm just saying, pretty hot. So somebody needs to turn off the heat. Records are being shattered all over the place. And you know how we like to zig and zag here on America Tonight. Certainly that's something that's creating buzz because, sadly, you have stories like that one. And then you've got another one of a 16-year-old high school student who died after he passed out after a morning practice at a Florida football camp because it was so hot. And he was dehydrated. In Little Rock, Arkansas, a scalding 114 degrees. Then in St. Louis, in one of the suburbs, one called Pine Lawn, there's a 19-year-old woman who was charged with one count of parental neglect. Her two children and her boyfriend either passed out or simply fell asleep. They were on a basketball court, and it was so hot that somebody spotted them, called 911, and the officers were there immediately, you know, giving them water and all that other sort of stuff. So obviously she had left the children with him. He had another assistant football coach in his 50s who collapsed during a morning practice in Texas, a guy named Wade McLean, and the heat was a factor in his death. So now people are definitely, it's dangerous. People are passing out. People are dying as a result of the temperatures that will not quit. And the worry and the concern over the electric grid, I mean, that's part of it too. Because if you have rolling blackouts, imagine people trying to survive that. Oh, and then you think of the people on the West Coast. Any of you listening to me near the West Coast or in the West Coast, you know, in one of the cities somewhere from Washington on down, you know, Aberdeen, great place, cool temperatures right now. And in the opposite direction in San Diego, 76 degrees. That's like balmy. 76 degrees would be incredible in some of these hot spots. And there's just there's no relief. There's no forecast calling for rain. No forecast that I can see, you know, further enough down the line, farther enough down the line. All right, I can forecast this for you with the FAA. Finally, they have a deal. Pressure was applied and spoke volumes as to what happened here. So you had some FAA inspector types that were working, as you heard at the top of the hour in my conversation with Abbas, who were working for free. They were just on the job. So this deal now will put everybody back to work and end all this stuff. A temporary. So this is so common in Washington, right? Everything's temporary. I think they should just hand out a box of Band-Aids to anybody who is a rookie, you know, a freshman senator or congressperson, and say, get ready with the Band-Aids. Put a little survivor kit for them. Because that's all they do. So this is a temporary thing. So there'd be some funding for the Federal Aviation Administration, and that all those people, the 4,000 people, really 74,000 because of the construction people, they could go back to their specific jobs. Because you would have had 5 weeks without paychecks. 5 weeks. How do you plan for that? I think it'd be pretty tough. And they weren't coming back because everybody's on vacation. They weren't coming back till September. And then who knows how long that would take. I think what they realized, and this was the key, that you were losing $30 million a day versus what you're paying. It's not even a question. You'd have to be a fool with no money to pick the opposite once you really understand and it's flushed out a little bit more. So they would have, so the government would have been out $1 billion in revenue. $1 billion. Harry Reid, the majority leader, had been in talks, I guess, since with the House, with Speaker Boehner and the Obama folks about how to resolve the impasse because they realized how much money was being lost. And once the money thing perked up their ears, once that happened, that was the end of the games. because when you compared it, it made no sense to continue down that road through the summer vacation. No sense, you know, whatsoever to continue to do that. Crazy. So they're on vacation. They're on vacation. And most of the disputes that you know, because I got two emails, one from Big Al and one from Jake. I don't understand. I'm confused. I understand the numbers. But what was the problem in the first place? The problem was the House's proposal. There was an extension. Would have reduced or ended, essentially, the money, the subsidies, to rural airports. And that would be some of the airports in Nevada and Montana and New Mexico. And so the Democrats didn't want have any of that. And that's largely what kind of pushed it off. And then there was more about some of the squabbling over with this FAA bill, some more of the language in it as well, and the pork that was stuck in there, basically. I get that. But we cannot continue to burn through all the money we're burning through. So strictly from an economics point of view, throw everything else aside, it just didn't add up. It didn't make any sense. So that deal's worked out, and all the people that weren't going to get their money are going to get their money now, so they don't have to worry about it. All right, speaking of money, what a terrible day on Wall Street. Here's a thing that Wall Street types will tell you, or people who invest in the market, you know, in investment brokers, stockbroker types. You have to figure out where a bottom of a market is, and it's sometimes a good time to get in, because when the market drops, then there's an entry point is what it's called. And now there may be a lot of entry points. We've had the worst day since the 2008 financial crisis. The Dow down 512 points. It's the ninth biggest drop ever. And, you know, the jobs numbers come out on Friday, so let's hope, as we were talking about at the top of the hour, let's hope that this is all over with now and there isn't another bounce tomorrow. And this is because of the weak job market. There's no question about that. It's all about the news. If the news is negative, you're going to see dips, but that's a very big dip. And they're not correcting. We're not, you know, they're tumbling. There's just fear in the market. You can see that, I think, based on where the numbers are. So at the bell, the Dow, 512 points. 512. I mean, some staggering numbers. Google and Netflix were all down 2% and 3%. Other blue chip stocks had dipped as well. Caterpillar, Bank of America, huge, huge drags on the numbers. The S&P 500 down 60 points. Yeah. So we may see a little bit more of that on Friday. And if you're driving around in your truck and you're saying, why is she talking about those numbers on Wall Street? Who cares? I wish we could all say who cares, but too many people have their retirements attached to a 401k. And it may be a decent amount of money. It might be a small amount of money. It could be 30 grand that's in there, but it's 30 grand that you want to grow or at least stay. You don't want to see it dip in the opposite direction, and that's why that's important. And frankly, what I'm thinking about is what's going to happen next as far as trying to raise, you know, all this talk about revenues and all this negative news. As someone suggested to me, and we're doing a little investigating, looks like the gas tax might be something that could possibly increase. The federal gas tax, 18.4 cents a gallon, is expiring at the end of September. So to keep the gas tax, you have to vote to extend the highway funding bill. Think they'll do it? Catch us at americatonight.net.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. And the answer is, Allie C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Allie C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy.
You know, it was the great humorist Irma Bombeck that said, if you can laugh at it, you can live with it. And I guess that's what we're doing. We're tolerating it. We're living with what's going on in Washington. So now it's a 5-week break. This FAA, there's actually a television station where I live that's WFAA. The FAA funding problem is fixed. Remember that box of Band-Aids? We're just talking about that. An interesting quick side note fact to tell you about that I didn't throw in there is, since 2007, do you know that Congress has approved 20 stopgap funding extensions? 20. So here they go again with yet another one. And then come back and what? Just let it run out till the next time around. And then the next time after that. That's crazy. 20 times this has been shoved off. Any thoughts on that? KDD hanging with you. 800-259-5791. Ronnie in Utah. Hey, Ronnie.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be a little more negative on things. I mean, I figured after I called in last night and we discussed what we discussed and everything, I thought you'd be a little more positive. But goodness gracious, I can't believe it.
Listen, I just did a health segment because I needed to lighten the load for everybody. So I told you how you can get your wrinkles
sure,
away.
I know. That's cool. That's okay. Well, anyway, you know, only in America can you have Senator Harry Reid and our beloved Chucky. Chucky's back. You know, Chucky's always going to be there. His little dagger talking about we got to get this thing took care of. Well, you know, the way I look at it is, okay, the congressmen, they're out on vacation now. They got this all done. Now, I think what we need to have them do is let them go out and work with the construction people for the next 5 weeks and help them get it done.
There you go.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
Sure. Roll up their sleeves. Are you kidding me? But I like the suggestion. They don't know how to hammer nail on.
Well, you know, if they refuse, you know what you do, don't you? You get one of them little wooden things that's got a boot on the end of it. It's mm-hmm. called a boot kicker.
Mm-hmm,
if they don't
one.
Want to comply, then you kick them.
Yeah, come over here, Harry Reid. I have a present for you.
Oh, yeah. Here, I got something that's behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Well,
that's good. I
well,
like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, Kate, you know, as usual, you speak the truth, and you're a really true patriot, and, you know, these people are like on cloud nine. Now, let me just say something today. Now, all these people, the Dow dropped 500 and some points, whatever
yeah,
else.
21.
And mm-hmm. even the Federal Reserve, even behind the scenes, even all these stupid Congress people don't know what's going on, that Federal Reserve is going to get rid of that QE3 more than likely. You watch and see.
Oh, yeah. And I believe you. Yeah, I think so,
and if
too.
And if they do that, it's going to drive the dollar down worse. Now, they've already had the intervention in the Bank of Japan last night. They did it with the Swissie.
That's right.
And it's just going to go on and on and on. And the European Central Bank seems to think that even if Greece defaults, that they think Spain might could be next, but they're another country, they think they can handle it. It's nuts. It's all nuts. There's no way it can hold up.
I agree with you.
You can't keep creating debt, bailing it out, and have it create from nothing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nothing subtract nothing is nothing. And then these Republicans, and one last point and I'll get off. The Republicans say, well, gee, you know what? We could create more jobs if we just get these three more free trade agreements. Well, you know what? These free trade agreements, if they were done right, constitutionally, if you want to put tariffs on our products, we're going to put the same amount on yours. If you want to do it constitutionally and under all of that. But when you let these free trade agreements go out like NAFTA and all these other ones, China, and then you create these multilateral corporations because the tax code's written, then you have these idiotic Republicans say, we need to have our tax code redone. Well, no kidding. But who do you think wrote it the last time? Your stupid lobbyist that paid you off on your financial campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we're getting wise to what's happening, and that's part of the problem, Ronnie. You have a great weekend. Yeah, they don't like that. They don't like that in Washington. It's so much easier when you operate under the theory that ignorance is bliss. And the more people don't know about the government, the better off you are when you're in the seat of power in the Capitol, because it's easier to maneuver. You don't have to explain. Remember when Ricky Ricardo used to say to Lucy, you got some explaining to do? Yeah, they don't want to hear those words because it's easier to operate under the radar. But I think I said this on a previous show. If you ever really want to observe the art of spin, you just follow a politician around for a day. And they can, I'm telling you, they can spin information like nobody's business. Like, I have never seen. Speaking of spinning, quickly, it's worth mentioning this about Tropical Storm Emily. We were tracking it. Remember, it looked like it was kind of veering off course. Well, it's caused floods, and hundreds of homes have been damaged in Haiti. They could ill afford that, right? You had, you know, 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds at one point, so you've got palm trees that are practically snapping in half. If you've ever seen a palm tree do that. So that heavy rain was bad. And then you've got the cholera treatment centers, and water's no good for that. They have not reported any deaths at this point. So I guess that would be, well, certainly that would be the one silver lining. But at this point, I would tell you, right? I wonder what the hurricane season is going to be like. The forecast for 2011, they're saying, is probably 14 to 19. We have named storms anyway. 7 to 10 could become hurricanes. So the forecast is there's an 85% chance of that, an 85% chance that the season will be above average. Ooh, I was hoping it would be the opposite. Dan in Texas, you have the final word this hour. Hello. Hello, Dan.
Okay. How dare you insinuate that I'm some strutting peacock in the vein? Not me. Perish the thought. Humble as pie I am. I love your lusty laugh.
I thought you would enjoy that, your name, getting the big shout out there.
Well, I knew you were thinking of me, darling.
There you go.
I am just so happy, and I'm looking forward to 4 more years with Barack Obama. I mean, with the 9,000 regulations that he just put through with his little dictator-type signing thing that before he went to his birthday party that puts more problems for businesses to operate, and the stock market going down, and Bernanke planning on making our money absolutely, totally worthless. I just know in 4 more years we'll be able to have a nice little communist, socialist little republic here, and he can declare himself as dictator for life, do a Cesar Chavez, and bring all these little minions that he's putting in to take over the country. Of course, we'll have to take away the guns, you know, that. but there's only a billion of them here in the United States, so he shouldn't have too much of a problem.
You know what, just so you know, in all the conversations I've had this week, Dan, the Democrats aren't so confident that Barack Obama is just going to be a shoo-in this second time around. Originally,
One more point on that.
Okay.
You were mentioning about the not having a budget all this period of time.
Yeah.
The Democrats have had Congress since 2007. We didn't get possession of it till the election of 2010. We've had less than 7 months to do anything. If you want to talk about not putting out a budget and all these continuing resolutions to fund the government, those were all Democratic initiatives. Barack had a Democratic Congress and Senate.
I agree. We are out of time. I know you wanted to vent a little bit more, but I agree with the last thing you said. But 20 months to push that FAA thing forward, that's ridiculous. Come on now.